This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
And welcome to another exciting edition of Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace, sitting in for a veteran automotive journalist, Bob Long, who's on assignment. He's on his way to Detroit for the big auto show. So he's off this weekend. So Mark Evans is here with me. I've kind of lost contact with him. I'm going to try to get him back here in just a second. But good morning to you. And for those of you in the northern tier of states that are taking it on the chin with the snow, I hope you've got your automobile ready for it, because it's nasty weather up there in the north this weekend. But boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, it is nasty out there today. So be careful. Okay, back on there. Let me see here. I got to get this. Having a little minor technical difficulty here, but Mark has some recall notices for us and some other things, and I'll get him back up here in just a second. Here we go. I think Mark will be here in just a second. Yeah, I finally had a little technical snafu on this end. You with me, Mark?
Yep, I'm here.
Good deal. All right. Got that straightened out. Wow. How are you doing this morning?
Well, good. It's good to be with you, Motor Mike, on Auto World.
This is Manifold Mark Evans, by the way. He's coming to you live and in color from his gated and wired community out in Boise, Idaho. And I'm... Oops, you got to watch that wire, man.
Hot.
And I'm coming to you live from the on top of Lookout Mountain.
Lookout!
In Fort Payne, Alabama, at News Talk 1400 WFPA. Good morning to all of you listening on all affiliate stations and GCNlive.com all around the world. It's a little chilly. Oh. I saw it was a little chilly up your way, too, Mark.
Oh, it's wintertime, isn't it?
Well, yeah, all of a sudden.
Yeah. Boom. Every year, Motor Mike, we roll into the winter word, and it gets a little chilly, and that causes cars and trucks and all kinds of things to kind of maybe not start, to maybe smelling funny, to maybe sounding funny, to, you know, just all that stuff, man.
Yeah.
And you know what that does, Motor Mike, is it keeps my shop bays pretty full when it comes to repair.
There you go.
Darn it.
I know. We used to take the week between Christmas and New Year's off.
What?
Close the shop. Yeah, because everybody was broke. So, you know, there wasn't staying open. But one year, it got down. It was like 15 or 20 below zero that week. Snowed. And when my partner went down to get the mail, he calls me. He says, man, we got to go in. He says, there's cars sitting all over the place down here.
Yeah.
So well, was, that's just bringing them in, thawing them out, and taking them out the front. You know, that was about what it amounted to.
Yeah, and that's what I guess we're here for, of course, here on Auto World. We have been behind the microphone for a couple days, and we've taken some time off. Bob Long's, of course, he's on assignment and having some fun this weekend. He's headed over to the Detroit show and do some things. He's going to bring some goodies back for us. But, Mike, we're here to help people, you know. I mean, that's we don't want to see and or hear about their cars or vehicles in a shop. We want to get them fixed today, don't we?
Absolutely. So if you've got a question, you can call us toll-free from anywhere in North America. Now it's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or if you don't want to be on the air, you can email Mark at his email address.
Absolutely. Anytime, it's autotalkradio, all one word, autotalkradio@yahoo.com. And emails do come in, of course, while we're live and even when we're not live all the time, Motor Mike. And who am I? I guess we should do that first, though, Motor Mike. Who are you and who am I and what the heck is Auto World? If they just tuned in and haven't got
this before, oh, are they in for a treat?
Yeah, we like to actually tune in and ourselves together. And by the way, I want to say you look quite fetching. Why did you dress up like a candy cane today? Is what I want to know.
I'm trying to get into the spirit of things. You know, it is Christmas. I'm trying not to be the old bah humbug guy that my wife accuses me of being.
Yeah. Well, you look quite fetching here on Skype, and you got the red and white going. Now, do you smell like a peppermint candy?
Yes, I added a little enhance the ambiance of the whole thing, so it would sell.
Are you and have you walked with that outfit in that Fort Payne parade?
No, not yet. It's the parade is this coming Friday.
Yeah, you know why they call it Lookout Mountain now. Here comes Noble Motor Mike.
Yeah, you never know what's going to come down off of this mountain. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, that's, you know, Auto World. Bob Long started it back in 92. And what is Auto World? As I call it sometimes, AW.
Oh, okay.
You know, AW. Okay. You notice that I didn't say and in there? Isn't that amazing? One word, A-N-W?
Well, yes. The one word means the difference between copyright infringement.
Am I in trouble by saying and today?
We'll see who calls.
Uh-oh. Well, that's what I'm trying to get the phone to ring, you know.
What's that?
I'm trying to get the phone to ring.
Oh, that'll do it.
You know, something like that.
Root Beer Company, you're all under arrest.
Hey, I said AW, not and. Well, heck, Auto World, Motor Mike, for all our listeners that just tuned in, maybe haven't just barely freshly tuned into it and been listening for years and all. Auto World is America's Automobile Enthusiast Show. And what that means is we do trivia and tips and things like the Glove Box Edition, recalls, auto racing news. I have an Auto Talk Car Fact here for the next couple hours. I'm going to share that. And that Auto Talk Car Fact has always got a sponsor behind it. You know what, Motor Mike?
Oh, absolutely. And who's our sponsor this week?
Oh, I can't spell the beans yet. Or may I say, I can't spell the gas yet.
Okay.
But it has something to do. It was basically nicknamed the Road Flea.
The Road Flea.
The Road Flea, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that. Got, of course, a little bit of trivia. We like to share trivia with everybody, and there's maybe a gift in there for you. And, of course, I got some. You never know when the teletype machine here on Auto World is going to light up and give us some up-and-breaking fresh news. So stay tuned for the teletype machine. Maybe it'll light up, huh, Motorman?
Yeah. Light us up, too, in the process, the way the light we're having here later.
Yep. And then, of course, Auto World, or AW, does new car reviews. Bob does a lot of that. He's in the new car every week and talks about that. And then, of course, we do salutes. Mike, get your hand up and salute.
I'm saluting.
Okay. Now, you look funny, I'm telling you, with that red and white candy cane outfit and you're saluting.
Nobody in the room but me, and I'm saluting, wasn't
it? Hey, and by the way, I want to point out that you actually do have a camera, too. So is it turned on so they can see you?
No. You know, we did 35 years in television. That was enough.
Yeah. Today, also, I want to point out that on this day in automotive history. We're going to have that for the folks. Mike, you're going to be blown away with.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president, and here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain, but I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief, too, that we'll send you a one-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-9500 right now. That's 800-269-9500. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-9500 for your one-week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-9500.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
And welcome back to Auto World. I'll tell you what, Mark, it's dangerous standing here at the corner of Corvette Boulevard.
It is.
I almost got clipped there a minute ago. This is where I'm on the air. I jumped back. Hey.
That's because you're wearing that red and white candy cane striped outfit.
A big red, white striped candy cane standing in the middle of the street. You know.
Aren't you glad it's not black and white? Because you'd probably be hauled off to jail. Motor Mike's good to be with you here on Auto World. We're live, of course, and we always welcome our calls and email with our listeners to help fix those cars and trucks. And even if they'd like to, I guess, tell us to get a new job and get off behind these microphones, go for it.
Yeah, yeah, we've had that happen in the past. Find yourself in a line of work. Okay.
What the hey? You know, no, we like to have a lot of fun. My email address here, welcome at all times, autotalkradio@yahoo.com, all one word, autotalkradio@yahoo.com. And Mike, you're in charge of the telephone.
That's right. The telephone is toll free from anywhere in North America. It's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. So call us if you're listening in an area that gets us live. Why call us? If not, Mark's always there 365 24/7 to answer your emails. He has a little electric shock in his mattress, so if the email goes off, it jolts him to the floor. So he will immediately respond to your query.
Absolutely. Well, here's a little bit of information, Motor Mike, that just happened just yesterday. Monster Energy. Have you ever tried one of those Monster Energy drinks?
No.
I don't know. It's probably got 18 cups of coffee in it, caffeine-wise.
Yeah.
Well, Monster Energy is going to be the title sponsor to NASCAR in 2017. Can you imagine all the NASCAR drivers probably sucking that stuff down before they get behind the wheel?
They're not going to call it the Sprint Cup anymore? Is it going to be the Monster Cup?
You know, I don't know on that. They were sponsoring. You got the Sprint Cup, but then you got NASCAR. So you got two different divisions. They were in the sprint car and they dropped it. Monster Energy dropped that, and they're going over the NASCAR. They're stepping up to the big time, you know, on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, a little bit of news that'll be interesting. And what you look for, probably a lot of free Monster Energy drinks heading out to all of us. You never know what will happen. Last time they did that in the sprint car, I actually got a coupon in the mail to go down to your local store and grab a Monster Energy drink to try it. But you know. That's like I say, I like a cup of coffee, of course, but those energy drinks, I've never tried one. I'm a little bit leery about that.
I am, too. I never have. When they first came out with that stuff in that little tiny bottle, what is it, 5-hour energy?
Yeah.
You know, I thought, everybody's leaping into this thing, and the FDA hadn't even approved it. And I thought, that's good. We're going to find out something down the road about this stuff that we don't want to know. So, no, I just stick with my... my sugar and my Pepsi Cola with sugar and caffeine.
Yeah, and you know, you are what you eat, right? Yeah. So on that point, back with cars, you know, what do you put in the fuel tank? What kind of fuel are you putting in your vehicles out there? You know, should I or should I not do the premium? It's got a little more higher octane. I don't need to, you know. I get those questions all the time. Do I put ethanol? Do I go to find a station that doesn't have ethanol? So your car is also what it is what you put in the fuel tank. And I had one here this last week, Motor Mike, that when's the last time you went out, Motor Mike, in either one of your vehicles, and I call it giving it an aspirin. And what I'm saying like that, what I'm talking about is, do you go out on the highway, get the car up, doesn't have to be on the freeway or highway, just normal, you know, 45, 50 mile an hour road, and punch it. Do you punch it, get the car rolling, vehicle rolling, 30, 35 miles an hour, and just punch it?
Yeah.
And hold it down for a little bit?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah. Every now and then I do that to see if I'm getting any carbon blowing out of the exhaust or whatever. Just that heats everything up and burns off whatever deposits you've got.
It's kind of the piston and the explosion is like sandblasting all the carbon for you.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a car this week that, you know, they needed a tune-up is what they actually thought they needed. And what I did was, let's go for a little ride. And basically the lady, she just never did, really. She's a little bit afraid of the power that the car has. And these new cars do have new power. I mean, I'm talking new as in 10 years ago. I mean, the 2000s out there are powerful. And she's just a little bit afraid to mash it, you know, to hit push the go pedal, you know.
Yeah.
So took her for a little ride and got out there, but keep the car rolling, keep the weight already rolling, and then mash it. And I called an aspirin, and I mashed it. I'm telling you what, that unbelievable, the black smoke coming out of the back.
Oh.
It looked like a diesel train going down the road.
How many times do you have to do it before it cleared?
About three times. Mm. And it stuttered, and it finally took off. And after about three times of doing that, and I said, well, there's your tune-up. You owe me $350. Step into my office and let me see your card.
Yeah.
No, she was just amazed of doing that. So I'd recommend that for everybody. Don't be afraid. You can do it on the on-ramp going on to the freeways. You know, go for it. A little aspirin. Punch it. Go for it. They're designed to do it. And then on that point, too, Motor Mike, coming up later, the second hour, I want to talk a little bit about, well, it's basically what I call, can I or can I not, or should I not?
Ooh, well, that's an interesting, interesting subject.
Next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about that, and that has something to do with what I just talked about. And there's a lot of, and this is some of the, that'll probably generate some email questions for us, maybe, you never know, or calls, and we're going to talk about it. But real quick, I want to talk a little bit quick about the word recall. We do a lot of recalls here on Auto World, and I look at it as like news, you know. You never know when one of our listeners might have one of these type of cars, and, you know, this is our job in the automotive world to help them basically know what's going on out there. And, you know, if they're working at their job, are they in the automotive world? Are they working in the automotive world? Probably not. So here's a recall, Motor Mike. You ever heard of the Ford Fusion?
Oh, yeah.
How about the Lincoln MKZs?
Yeah, heard of that, too.
Uh-oh. 680,000 have been recalled. 2013 through 2016, Ford Fusions and the Lincoln MKZ sedans. Guess why?
I heard this yesterday, but I can't remember what the problem was. It seemed fairly substantial.
Seatbelt.
Ah.
Two words, seatbelt problems.
What's the problem? They come loose from the floor or what?
The clickers. The female ends aren't wanting to click the male end in.
Oh.
So you go to click it. Well, you know, we're all guilty. I guess we put the seatbelt on, we click it in, and we go on, don't we? Do you ever click it in and then pull on it to see if it's actually...
Once I hear the click, I know it's done, so I don't usually think about it after that.
Yeah. So there's another little auto talk, auto world tip for you folks.
We'll get to that and much more when we've got to take a break away for a bottom of the hour break, but much more of Auto World to come straight ahead on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
And welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans, coming to you live and in color on this beautiful morning, although you could probably argue that in some parts of the country this morning. We're about ready to get poured down on rain, breaking our drought finally. And the northern tier is getting the snow, so there's a mixed bag, and it's winter already, Mark.
Happy December, Mike, everybody. It's that month when the old Santa Claus and the elves, and do you have your stockings hung by your fireplace, Mike?
I don't, not quite yet.
Not yet? Uh-oh. Yeah. You're not going to end up getting anything, though, you know, if you don't get stockings up.
I got tired of having to clean the thing up every time that I went cold. You know, that leaves a lot of soot on those things.
Yeah. Oh, sounds like the teletype's bringing some stuff, Mike.
Oh. All right.
Wait a minute. Let me get over here and get it.
Okay. And Mark's heading over to the teletype.
Here it is.
Do a little read.
The teletype just brought us some information. Uh-oh.
Oh.
This is, I'm glad it came in on the teletype because the headline here says, hacker giving away code that turns cars into self-driving rides. What?
Yeah, what? How is that possible?
Scrappy self-driving car startup Comma Company released a free software kit this week to help developers learn to build a device that can take any car and make it self-driving. Huh? Uh-oh.
Okay. How much is this kit? Like $10,000?
Well, let me read. This is quite a long teletype that came in. My goodness.
I'm just not sold on this. I think we're jumping into this self-driving car thing way too quick.
Well, yeah, it says here experts say self-driving cars have the potential to dramatically, they highlighted that big time, to reduce the number of accidents on the roadway, most of which are caused by human errors. Huh.
Well, tell that to the guy that got beheaded the other day when his self-driving car couldn't recognize a white 18-wheeler that turned in front of him.
Oh, yeah, and that actually, this says a little bit something about that company. It says when Comma, the company, Comma,
Yeah.
The founder, George Holtz, he announced his plan to sell a do-it-yourself self-driving software and hardware kit for $999 at a large industry conference this fall. The tech world was giddy with excitement.
Yeah.
Whoa. He's a 27-year-old entrepreneur who was the first person to jailbreak an iPhone and whose hacking capabilities earned him a New York profile and an offer from Elon Musk to build the Tesla's automated system.
Okay.
Because Tesla's, of course, is a self-driving car. They have that option. Now you can touch the button on or off with self-driving.
That I knew you could defeat, you could turn it off. You didn't have to use it.
This is, and of course, this teletype, this goes on quite lengthy here, Motor Mike, on how come, why, where you can get it. I'm not going to talk about that. But hacker, you know, there you go. Remember the days when the news hit when the Jeep, somebody hacked into the Jeep and they could actually, the person that was driving the Jeep was just driving and somebody was hacking it with their laptop and was taking control of the driving and the driver didn't know it?
Well, was it the driving or the engine?
The engine, okay. Yeah. The engine, thank you.
I thought they were shutting them down, weren't they, basically?
Yeah, yeah. Well, your opinion, you don't think that the self-driving is going to be the best?
Well, I know pilots. I used to did some consulting work for Boeing years ago when they went to this 757-767-777 project. And even then, we called it the...
Wait a minute. Say that again now. How many sevens?
There's many sevens. Many sevens.
Okay.
And they knew and they just gave up and called it the Dreamliner.
I was going to say, that sounds like a James Bond movie. You said 677-777?
757-767-777.
I'm writing that down because that's like a secret code, I think.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Only certain people have knowledge of that.
So what happened?
Well, anyway, the point was that they have a flight management system in these airplanes. And you can set at the end of the runway and punch in where you're going and hit go. And just sit back and this thing will take off, fly there, land all by itself, supposedly.
Yeah.
And none of the pilots trust it. I mean, once they get up in the air, they'll put it on autopilot and let it go. But on the approach and takeoff, they don't want anything to do with that. So same thing with these self-driving cars. I have trouble letting the speed, cruise control take over. That still makes me nervous. So this whole thing, self-driving.
Yeah.
I'm a little leery of it.
Yeah. Well, but if we go back in history, you said cruise control. You go back in history, you remember that I was not there. You know, this is way back when. Maybe our trivia king, Tomcat, would know this because he's the trivia king, we call him.
That's true.
When did cruise control first come out? But when it first came out, that was just basically self-driving throttle.
Well, pretty much. Except I had one. It was a 69 Lincoln. It was the first Lincoln I ever bought. And then I had developed a problem with the cruise control. And when you engaged it, the gas pedal went right to the floor and you took off like a shot. And so you turned it off and then you'd slow back down. And so ever since then, I just don't really trust it terribly.
And things have changed, I mean, in the car. But we accepted the cruise control. Now, have you ever had, in your shop days of owning the shop and the repair, have you ever had a customer or yourself had a car that... In fact, the cruise stuck, and you cooked the brake pedal with both legs, and you cooked the brakes because you couldn't get the thing to shut down?
Yep.
Yes, sir. I have, too. Until your mind finally says, reach over and turn the key off.
Or just kick it into neutral.
And those days back then, now, those older cars didn't have a high revit limit switch, so that meant that when that throttle went full throttle, it's going to the moon, baby. So, yes, Mr. Motor Mike, I had a car back in the day. The accelerators on the carburetors were designed to go full throttle if the accelerator return spring broke.
and
that happened in my car that I have still today, 65 Dodge Coronet, 440, baby, and this return spring broke, and it went, I was driving it, and it went full friggin' throttle, and I was in third gear, and that baby lit up, man. Your first reaction, that's kind of like somebody hollering out, fire, fire.
Yeah.
You don't really know what to do.
Yeah,
right?
The first few seconds, you're just in a panic mode.
I call it a brain fart.
Well,
I got to be careful. This is rated G for all everybody. But anyway, so it went full throttle, and my first reaction was put my right foot, of course, on the brake pedal. That didn't do anything. Left foot on the brake pedal. Well, that didn't do anything. Reach over, turn the key off, dummy. I did.
So, both hands and feet on the brakes aren't doing any good. Let's try something else.
So today's world, because of those reasons, the high revit limit switch will only let you, each and every one of our listeners, I want all of them to go out on any car they own, Motor Mike, from 1997 on up until 2016 today. I want them to go out, sit in their driveway, get the motor up to operating temperatures, and I want you to go out there and just mash it all the way to the floor in park. Guess what will happen, Motor Mike?
What?
Well, it'll rev up to about each motor's different, four-cylinder, V6, V8, V12, etc., but it will never redline it on your tach. It'll get up to about 2200, 2300 and shut off.
Oh.
It won't. I mean, it doesn't shut the engine off. It just goes wham, wham, wham. It just regulates it so it never buries the engine. So it saves your engine from, dynamite.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And then also, the accelerator pedal is designed to go back to an idle, not full throttle.
Well, that's smart.
Oh, yeah. So back to self-driving cars.
Yes.
How do they do this? Good question.
Well, I understand it's a combination of radar and camera input, is it not?
Yeah. Camera input that's all through. We have cameras everywhere on our new vehicles, of course, and I'm saying new as in about 5 years ago.
We hold that thought. We'll continue. We've got to take a quick break. Stick around. The suspense builds when Auto World continues right here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
The truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
And thank Billy Gibbons for that great introduction. He didn't mention Bob's name. Thank goodness. So we didn't have to correct him. But welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans, and we're here to both entertain, inform, and whatever else it is we do, among other things.
Yeah, we try to.
Talking about self-driving cars. That's like, and well, we're interrupted by a little break, but you were saying.
Well, you know, the self-driving cars, I don't know if our listeners believe or do not believe in it. Will they? Here's the question for all our listeners. Through email and, of course, phone, they can get in touch with us, huh? Do you believe or will you ever buy a self-driving automobile?
Good.
AutoTalkRadio@yahoo.com. AutoTalkRadio@yahoo.com's email. And more than Mike,
call us toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Yeah, would you own one of those, folks? A self-driving car?
Yay or nay. And here's some trivia on top of that, about safety. Safety motor, Mike, is safety padding on dashboards was introduced by some, only some, of the car manufacturers back in 1954. Padding on the dash. Boy, in 54, I remember the cars, you know, they were all metal. I have a 57. It's a solid metal. And there's actually a little bit of a dent on the passenger side on the dashboard. I think somebody hit their head at one time.
Well, I know we had a 56 Ford, and it had a padded dash. But I'll tell you what, that pad was as hard as rock. I mean, it wasn't exactly something. If you cracked your head on it, you'd certainly see some stars.
Well, yeah, and then again, we all had to get used to and warm up to the nice pillow that's in the driver's steering wheel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got talcum powder on it. It's a nice pillow.
Yeah, and when you're digging the shrapnel out of your
Yeah, and that question, would you buy a self-driving car? To our listeners, Motor Mike, let's turn it around and back up the bus here on Auto World and ask them, would you buy a car that has an explosive device in the steering wheel that could come at your face?
No.
You wouldn't, but you did.
You did. And they are in the process of, are they filing for bankruptcy now? Is it Takata? Is that the name of that company?
No, they're, yes, Takata's who makes, 99% of the airbags that are in our cars today, side airbags, steering wheel airbags, passenger airbags, knee airbags, side curtain airbags. We have pillows all around us that would explode in case we get in a crash. They were fined. I think the fines were total up to $217 million. I did a little research last year alone. Motor Mike, they made $64 billion in profits.
Ooh, well, and that's a little bit of chump change then they're paying out.
Yeah, $217 million is pretty much, I think, what the janitor has in his back pocket when he goes to lunch.
Well, you know, it's been a good idea to save you from being injured in a crash if it wasn't for your carotid artery being severed.
So here we are, back 1916 Chevrolet. No power, nothing.
Yeah.
Hang on, Sloopy. Steering it. Wood spoke wheels that were designed to roll only in dirt because the dirt moves and the wood wind wheels can't move. To today's wheels, I'll just go right there. Today's wheels that I can go out and anybody can go out and buy. Remember the old wide white wall?
Oh, right. Yes. Rim to road. Yes, sir.
And you bought that special tire that had the white wall that was incorporated into the rubber, and or you could buy the fake white walls.
Yeah, the old Porta walls. Yeah.
Yeah. And so now, today's wheel, you can literally buy the white wall that's incorporated in the wheel, Motor Mike.
Hmm.
The tire's black, but the wheel's got a white wall that's incorporated in the wheel.
Oh.
And it's...
Oh.
The wheel's designed to be moving down the road, so you have a very comfortable cornering type of wheels. And so from 1916 wood wheels to that type of a wheel today, and from the metal dashes to padded dashes to the airbags today to the self-driving cars that are coming, Motor Mike.
Hmm.
Sorry.
Well, do you know why that the white wall went from being so wide to narrower and narrower and narrower until it just became kind of a pinstripe?
Oh, yeah. We got older and we had to wear glasses, and so we couldn't see them. So
the white wall part of the tire is pure rubber. And so they cut down on it cost. They started making the white wall narrower. So there's a little trivia if you didn't happen to know that.
It's always about the money, I think.
Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah.
My gosh. And today's world, not talking about money, I'll slip this one in.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. This is good news or bad news? I'll let everybody make the decision. Volkswagen, VW, well, they're to cut 30,000 jobs, 23,000 in Germany. And this will save Volkswagen $4 billion a year, Motor Mike. Billion.
But now I don't see how they can do that when they just announced they were going to increase production of electric cars, and particularly for sale in China. So how are they going to do that if they're going to cut all those jobs?
Well, and two, that's a lot of people out of a job, 30,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
And I figured it out, $4 billion a year is what they're saving. Well, that's roughly about $133,000 a paycheck per person. Not saying that everybody's making 133. Some people want to be making 233, and the other person's making 50. But
well, you got to count benefits in with that too.
Yeah, yeah. So how are they doing it? As you ask, I really do believe that the machines are taking over.
Well, robots. I heard that mentioned one day this week that robots have taken over a lot of what humans used to do. And now we've just got a brand new. Well, been there 3 or 4 years now. A plant here just up the road in Chattanooga, Volkswagen plant. I just wonder what it's going to do to those people.
Oh.
You said out of 30,000, only 23 were going from Germany. Then where's the rest of them? You know?
Right.
So
yeah, which place and all that. And I know that right down the road there, you got the BMW X5 also plant.
Yeah.
So
and Toyota's over in Huntsville.
Not too far from you.
No.
And by the way, I want to real quick before we. In this hour, too, my heart goes out to everybody there in Alabama. Mike, you folks had a tornado.
We did, and we lost three of our neighbors on the opposite hill over here in Rosalie. just happened two nights ago. And we've had fires, wildfires here and up in Gatlinburg and in Pigeon Forge. And this long drought we had, now we're getting, you know, this like constant rain, and it's just about to start raining here, and it will rain for the next couple of days. So that'll put out the fires, but we've got a lot of people that are homeless and grieving, and now it's going to start to rain.
Do you know of any where a person, our listeners, could maybe help? Is there foundations or anything set up?
Go to redcross.org. And type in Alabama, and that will direct their all their contributions to this area. So it's redcross.org.
Okay, fantastic. Because I did say it's. I lived in Illinois. I was born in Peoria, Illinois, and then I moved out to Boise. But I do remember the tornado word, and as a kid growing up, and it's very scary.
It can be, and here we've had more in the last few years. We've had more than our share of them that come up through these mountains and. Here they have been riding along the mountain tops and not in the valley, where my station's on the top of the mountain. I live down in the valley. So we just keep, you know, hanging in there.
Plugging along. Absolutely. So I just
thanks for mentioning that. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And on that note, too, you can I want to say something, kind of do a shout-out for you, too. Did I just say shout-out? Yes. What's your station again? And people can tune into your live stream every day, too, huh?
Every day, Monday through Friday from 7 until 10 Eastern Time. If you go to 1400 WFPA, that's for Wonderful Fort Payne, Alabama, .com, and just click Listen Live, and you can hear me every weekday morning on News Talk AM. We talk about a little bit of everything, and we've got open phone lines and the whole business. So, and also, we've got an afternoon show with my girl Donna Fizelli, her afternoon drive home that starts at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. And she talks about recipes and has nonprofit organizations on. And it's good stuff. And it's good stuff in the country to listen to this stuff.
Absolutely. I just got a question on email we can share the next hour. And she's Mary Jo coming from K Bar, 12:30 a.m. in Burley, Idaho. So we'll take that. Take that email next time.
We come back. Well, we've got to take a break for your top of the hour local news, and there's another hour of Auto World to come. Okay. DCF, Genesis, Communication.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage.